sacrifice for him in the game.
Sometimes I have a brain. I can't hold it anymore. I lose my cool.
Bram, you think you're the only person in the world like this? I don't know of an individual who is not in the same predicament. Even the wisest of men is in the same predicament every second of their life. You bet. Spell cool backwards and we take a loss.
Lost your life?
What do you do with the lock? I think I can keep God in.
You
lost God? You can't keep him in, you can't lock him in. He's air. And what are you trying to do? Think you call yourself cool air or hot air? He knows exactly when to pull himself like a plug out from the plug and let you experience what it is to feel the moment of taking your first breath. Every second he puts you there to wake you up, that you don't own anything, you don't have anything, but yet you are entitled to everything. When he decides, you won't get it without any effort.
Well, that's what she was saying, no effort, and you were saying, you always had laughing in.
Yes, I'm laughing the last laugh because it's effortless.
But you said, in the effortlessness, you have to have an effort constantly.
That's right. See that sign there? Read what it says.
Yeah,
see the stairway to it. It's going from the bottom to the top.
Again?
Read the first.
I know the first instruction.
What does the structure represent in a person?
The body.
Look at the thing. It's there,
the
printed.
Sperm thing?
Not for, get it clear in your head. Failure.
Oh, you're a winner.
If I put the word failure into its right perspective, everybody would quit talking about it.
What is it? Not
moving.
Hi.
Hi, have a nice day. I will. I bet I do. Good.
Yesterday?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm wide awake. Your brain.
Wide awake.
I'm wide awake. Failure is only feeling all internal lies, urgently requiring experience.
Where I am today. And
that's why the word failure is what it is.
Good. That's what I did yesterday. I wrote down all my failures from 1984 and all my failures.
See, F is feeling, A is all, I is internal, L is lies.
That made a good picture.
U is urgently. R is requiring, E, experience. So there's no such thing as failure, but C, success.
Have one said success and one said
that's
failure.
What I want, this is what Colin make the other one. And the colors I have for failure is the inverse colors.
I like that.
Success is the structure. Unlimited creativity coexisting. Evolution, service, and sharing. And then you realize success is a process of living, just as much as failure is a process of thinking.
There aren't. Success is a process of living, and failure is a
process of thinking. The man who straightened my head up a long time ago. That's why somebody says to me, I don't know, one of these days I'm going to ask you, you ask what color comes to my mind when I think of the incident, I just tell you rainbow. So you sure you want to tell me that?
Right.
You get freaked out in the answer. It's blue is mine.
What was the answer?
You're phony like hell, but you don't want to admit it.
What's wrong with that? I mean, it would never happen.
Right.
But you said something else
before. All right, dear friend. Storm rings past, not. The Bologna cloud. There's a chemical ring. There's an electrical ring, and there's a magnetic ring. That makes up creation. And they don't pass over each other. When you come to the chemical ring, that's the planetary rules of chemistry. You slide through that into the electrical ring, so you lose all association with chemistry, you end up in an electrical field. All to stay with that phenomenon.
You stay in it?
You can only stay so long till you begin to lose control of your chemistry, and then you slip into the next ring called magnetism. So you can't stay in them.
Because
you don't have no feeling. And the life is not for dead skin. Life is for sensitive skin. That's why you say you come back to be a human being again.
It makes you more sensitive though, becoming infantile like that.
Right?
Well.
So you slow yourself down back to chemistry.
It's fine.
And that's why they call you human. So they call you human.
I'm just going to go to the grocery store. And if it happens to me at night, I'm going to say, all right, Lord, but I don't want it. I want a good night's sleep.
Very good. I buy that. I would buy that.
I can see Teddy in his crib. Adana, when are you going to start sleeping by himself?
Don't nurse him at night.
Well, that's his problem. Yeah.
Hmm? That's why he keeps awake.
She just wants him to sleep.
Give
by
him
himself.
Some peanut milk.
Give him what?
Peanut nut milk. In the bottle.
Uh-huh.
Mix the peanut butter. Add a little distilled water. Make milk and then drink. Okay, yeah, how
that goes. Okay.
That's right.
I'll be there.
Go by the stairs again.
Don't forget the car
okay.
In there on the floor.
Okay.
Okay.
It's right inside.
Come over, we meet you.
Either way.
All right. No?
I don't know the time I'll be back in Dallas, but it should be 5 or 6.
Oh.
Bye.
If you were designed to eat meat,
mm-hmm.
the hydrochloric acid would eat up your stomach.
Why is that?
The hydrochloric acid breaks down every product in your mouth to make it into energy.
Yeah.
It doesn't break down meat. Because it's in your stomach and what your stomach is made up of.
Flesh.
And so what is meat made up of?
Flesh, I see.
I see. What do you see now?
Well, that's what I thought, but I wanted to hear you say it. Why? I wasn't sure what you were getting at. I wanted to hear you say it.
Well, what's the difference between our hydrochloric acid and the animal's hydrochloric acid?
They don't have the same function as ours. Their designs are entirely different than ours. The length of time that they take is entirely different than ours.
But the HCl is the same, isn't it?
Animals who feed on animals have different set of teeth or different sort of lining in their stomach with acid in their stomach.
Different acids in their stomach? What acids?
They do that consume flesh as food. They're designed to phase out the dying creature as a form of recycling. You'll never find a lioness eat a healthy animal. It's highly impossible for her to do that. But she'll eat a dying animal, a sick animal, or a wounded animal in the process of running that she smells. And she knows which one in the whole tribe, the whole flock is ready to die because the odor is sent off in the air. And she's designed by nature like a undertaker to go get him for food. So the chemistry in her system is designed to break it down so that it becomes a way to live a perfect economy of disposal and maintenance of the system. That's why they're called carnivorous.
Carne, meaning meat.
Now we are, what kind of creature? We're carnivorous. That would be perfect. But secondary for us came flesh because of nature's laws of evolution and motion. We evolved through motion and seasonal change. Then tissue flesh became a secondary form of food. It wasn't a compulsory form of food.
It's an alternative.
Well, it was a backup to the change in climates.
A backup, yeah.
When the climate changed, there was no more fruit and vegetables. Mm-hmm. Then the vegetation had gone, and all that remained was the animal. And so man was a slow-moving creature. He then pursued the animal. But primarily he was placed in a garden of a mild temperature where 365 days he would be exposed to fruit and vegetables like good old Texas.
Yeah.
But he didn't want to stay in a nice warm climate. He wanted to follow the animal because he thought he had to be important. So when chasing the animals when they were running around, he started to eat the animals. Now the buffalo doesn't eat buffalo. The buffalo move around and graze. And went into the areas that were warm. But man didn't do that originally. Followed the buffalo to the warm climate to eat the grapes, the vegetables. He decided that was too long a journey away from where he wanted to stay. He wanted a journey back home, so he decided to eat the buffalo and make a pose out of the buffalo to keep warm. So fundamentally, man, the only reason he had the animal is because he was all lazy. Ingrained laziness in the man made him eat the animal. If you will. Never having an ingrained laziness to eat the animal, either keep on the prepared herbs and vegetables and his fruits, mm-hmm. and never had the problem he got today.
Yeah.
But his ingrained laziness and his desire to stay in one spot and not move around brought him the situation. But by the same token, he would never evolve the way he's flying from here to the moon and back. So with all the bad and the good, and all the problems that we've generated,
mm-hmm.
man is the only creature that is going from planet to planet. Busy becoming a positive little bugger.
Can't we? Aren't we though? Yes. Huh? What?
I was just repeating
myself. We're becoming the cosmic little bugger.
Yep. That's right.
So that's what they call man now, the little bugger.
Mm-hmm.
The creature that goes around littering the place of. Literally.
Literally.
He has cut down more trees, turned up more rocks, spoiled up more water, and polluted more air than all the animals could do for the next 10 million years. in a matter of 150 years.
You know what? I think I'm going to rest for a while on here. After I have a good meal now.
Yes,
it's bad. Yeah, have you ever had a drink of that ginseng rush?
Yes, it's very rushing.
You like it?
No, it got some carbonation.
You don't think that's good for you?
I don't believe in carbonated drinks. It makes more carbon dioxide.
And that does, what does that do?
And you don't need that because it inflates you like a balloon.
It what?
It inflates you like a balloon.
Uh-huh. Makes you fatter.
Yeah.
Oh.
I drink ginseng tea.
Oh, ginseng tea, okay. I've got ginseng.
Ginseng tea is good.
Now, what does that do?
That cleans you up to make it have like, healthy hormones.
Healthy hormones. You know, I called what's her name? Oh, Balin. And they said it lowers your blood sugar. And that's all they know about it. Is that right? Does it lower your blood sugar?
If you take it the wrong time of the day.
And the right time of the day is?
Nighttime.
Nighttime? But if you take it during the daytime, it'll lower your blood sugar.
Exactly.
What about in the morning?
For men, it will lower the blood sugar. For women, it will raise the sugar in the morning.
What now?
For men, it lowers their sugar in the morning. Mm-hmm. And women, it brings their sugar up to normal.
So it should be taken at night?
By men.
By men?
And at, in the morning by women.
In the morning by women.
And what if a woman takes it at night?
She gets the reverse.
She gets the blood sugar down.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
See, the word is very interesting. Ginseng. Men, gin, and women sing.
Men, gin,
and
women sing. Okay, that's a good way to remember.
So nighttime is for men, the ginning around, and
yes.
Women, in the morning, they sing around.
That's true. Okay, that's a good way to remember. Okay. Right. I've got this with the bark, the little piece of the bark.
Yeah, that's good.
And I've had it 5 years.
It's
so good.
It's good for women in the morning and for men at night.
And it's still, 5 years later, it's still good to bark.
Yeah, it's just, now it goes bad, always keep improving in age.
Oh my goodness.
Because it's a ginseng. Ginseng.
What improves about it?
Huh?
What improves over time?
What improves in that?
You said it gets better the older it is.
The potency. The potency of the minerals makes it more efficient, therefore less quantity is used for better results in a short space of time. It's like a homeopathic process where you can use a half a grain if it's 12 years old. You have a result in a matter of a half a minute versus a half a grain 4 years old to have a result in 15 minutes.
That's a big difference.
The older it becomes, the more potent it becomes with the shorter space of time for the consumption of the quantity. And that is the principle of homeopathic medicine. For raising its potency.
Mm.
just open your eyes and alright. Look at that, yeah? All clear after you?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
What
you
did
think?
You do?
Great. You think they want you to do that to make lose their
business? So if you did that often and that's what you're after?
Yeah, that's what the whole thing is for. To make you stupid. That's what the Oriental people are called, Slantais. They didn't have no, they weren't born Slantai. They did, over the centuries, Confucius was the first man to develop the glasses. So the glasses, China had glasses, they didn't want to wear it, because nobody wanted to wear it, so they wanted to develop practices in spitting the eye.
Oh, Confucius, that was an origination from Confucius.
Eye exercises, and the Tibetans. But then, after the centuries of squinting, then the people began to develop genetic technique, like that. Squint your eyes, lamp eyes, pull it back up with acupuncture.
Mm-hmm.
And you do like that, you see how well you do like that. Okay, hold. Shall it become?
Oh, it's wonderful.
That's all, that's where it all came from. But today, now, that takes away from the business of the optometry.
So if you use these glasses long enough, your eyesight will be corrected.
Oh, yes. The
permanently?
9 times out of 10, it may be permanent. 1 out of 10, you know. But 9 times out of 10, it comes back normal and starts focusing. But it's like an exercise. Remember, it's not a therapy, it's an exercise.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they call it eye exercises.
Huh, what's the difference between a therapy and an
therapy
exercise?
Therapy is a method that tends to correct a problem, hoping it may become permanent. An exercise is a process applied to keep it functioning as long as you use it.
As long as you... Oh, so you just have to keep exercising as a progress, as a process, you say, process. And then as long as you keep exercising, it'll work.
That's right.
Hmm.
But most people want therapy, so what correct it permanently and don't do nothing no more.
So when you... Uh-huh.
And then they go to the guy who can bless you with his hand, the one who instant. Who born blind? Him born blind, and there born blind. You see, they're looking for instances. They don't know how to work at it. Well, you know what he told them?
It worked, though. They got an instance.
He healed them, but he said, we'll sin no more. We'll tell no man. He gave them work to do, because he didn't want to do.
Yeah.
They didn't like that.
I wonder why you didn't want them to tell me that.
Because they're both too much.
Post?
Yeah, you know people that show up. Look at me, that guy, he healed me. Yeah, look at me, look at that guy.
Oh, I see what you're saying, right. Yeah.
People are like that, you know. In those days, they have to change to this day. The blowhards and the mohards. They're more blowhards than mohards.
Oh, I heard something real funny last night. This black guy was talking to this. St. Vincent Paul had a free meal. I told you about it. Didn't I? Well, next year, come. It's on Christmas. If you want, if your place is closed and you want to cook for yourself, it's at the St. Vincent Paul Church on the corner of Fulton and Buffalo Speedway. It's free meal. Beautiful. It's fantastic. Anyway, this guy, black guy, his name is Warner. And Warner talks so fast. He's, you know, he's an actor. He's thin, wiry, and talks a lot. And he's a stockbroker for IBM. And anyway, he was telling me something about, and he's black, and I said, he said, talk about the good hair. And I said, Warner, I heard that once before. What is good hair? He said, that's straight hair. I said, Warner, believe me, take my father's word for it. And my father was completely bald on the top of his head. There is no bad hair or good hair. He says, there's no bad hair, there's only good hair, and you just be thankful you have it on top of your head. And I said, if you say good hair and say it's straight,
That you, that means you're a racist because you think kinky hair is any good. Just because it's kinky. And then he laughed and said, well, he didn't think that was racist. But then he told me about can't you don't you hair. I said, what? This is can't you don't you hair. He said, that hair is so kinky, you can pinch it. Can't you comb it and don't you try it? Can't you don't you hair?
No, you see, the people don't realize, they don't want to appreciate what they got.
Yeah.
Who in the hell can make the hair of a sheep transfer its hair to a horse?
That's right.
Would they change the hair?
No. Just as long as you have it, it doesn't matter whether it's kinky or straight or curly.
Some people were designed by God to be wool.
That's right.
And others were designed to be nothing but horses.
That's right.
So, if he understood that, he wouldn't worry.
Try to explain.
Imagine
it. Warner's cute, really.
Yeah. What can I do for you?
He's not religious.
When would you like to come?
Oh?
Oh, you didn't know that?
Well, the people didn't think about it,
oh.
So they didn't know. See.
You see, it's a very little bit. Take a piece of paper,
mm-hmm.
and you cut two lines across, and you stick your coin in and put it under the line.
Oh, that's right, like they do in the... Yeah, I've seen, like, when they send you
so
something...
So you stick a coin in between and fold it, like, cut two lines and stick it in, put it
on
the line.
Why do they have you send it that way in the mail? Also, it won't move around.
Don't move around.
If it moves around, then what happens?
Then it tears the paper.
Oh, okay.
Well, this way it
tears the envelope
in
here. Okay.
And this way it is held in position and you can take it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it wouldn't move.
Mm-hmm. I want to get my mail out. I mean,
thanks to the ingenuity of the knife.
Ingenuity of the knife.
The coin can travel.
Yes.
Have knife, coin will travel.
Have knife, coin will travel.
Lily, how is your day today?
Oh,
William.
Wonderful.
William.
Every day is a wonderful day.
I'm glad to hear it. Yeah.
Every day.
You really are enjoying life a lot, aren't you, Billy?
No, William.
Well,
William.
First of all,
you've got a good job.
William.
Well, no.
William, sorry.
First of all, I'm a winner.
That's right.
Second
you are
of all,
winner.
I'm alive.
That's right.
Now,
right.
What else would you ask?
There you go.
Nothing more.
Okay.
Here it is. And if you want something else, they will, I think...
They'll go to Siam for it?
They'll do it. I'll tell you why. They were so cooperative, Ewan. And they're cooking in peanut oil and ghee for everyone.
Yeah.
Not just for me. For everyone.
Yeah.
As a matter of course.
They use ghee also, huh?
Oh, yeah. Because
sure?
I talked to them. Positive.
Yeah.
I talked to them about it. Toxic. And the man was so interested. And the next time I went in there, I just... You know, sneakily ask, and I asked the waitress, and she said, oh, we do it in peanut oil.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't even know me, see, so that's how I checked up that he was doing.
Uh-huh.
I have a childlike voice.
That is beautiful, all handmade. Mm-hmm. You're a woman.
It is, well.
Yes, 100% wool.
Gosh, who made it?
The Chiricahua Indians.
In what state are they?
Arizona.
Oh my, you picked it up. Isn't that nice? And it's all wool.
Yeah.
Is that a rug or what?
Well, it's whatever you like to do.
Yeah,
with.
Just a place mat
or a bed or put it on
a floor. You can place it.
Yeah.
We're just trying to help them out to get it.
You can place it on the floor, therefore it's a place.
We're trying to help them, you know.
That's right. Oh, thank you. That's so nice.
Oh. What are you taking?
It's good for help.
Yeah.
Just bring on any kind of fluids.
Plus, minus, neutral. Uh-huh. And the whole unity of life. This is what they call the corn dance. Uh-huh. God is a trinity.
Uh-huh.
And manifests as positive and negative in
uh-huh.
unity.
Uh-huh. Gee, that's interesting.
You see, all three faces look at you, but
uh-huh.
only one has two hands holding a pole.
Uh-huh.
Or a corn, right?
What does that mean?
That's the neutral. The one to the extreme.
Well, I know it's a neutral only because it's different than the others, but
yeah,
why?
It's neutral because that's connected with the opposite end
yeah.
of the light.
Yeah.
So it's called a unified field.
So that's from Flagstaff.
Yeah, and the middle one is called the relative field of the plus and the minus. So they call it the corn dance of light. That they have a unified field of spirit between the environment and man. Indians put their ideas in very simple language that you have to understand. We take it and look at it in physics and we see the same truth, no difference.
Mm-hmm.
It is the matter of sensing the unity of life between all things. So they did an art work to represent it. Plant, man, and the unity between the plant and the man.
Oh, what are you all second to
Oh, Evelyn, it's ready. It's waiting.
You can have to see. It's ready.
She said it's waiting. It's waiting. Should I get up on that contraction?
Did you grow up no more?
I haven't been for a long time.
Did you get the... How long have lunch?
It's bad.
It's been 2 hours. That's how you do it. The town of Mexico,
mm-hmm.
they make that the name of the restaurant. And they fix up the inside like a street.
Yes.
And they put each post, they put a sign, street number one street, number four street, number eight street. They're duplicating the area.
Have you been to the
Juarez is like that.
Yeah, where
they're
is beautiful.
They're duplicating
yeah.
exactly where you walk over from this the American side to the Mexican side. The first street in Juarez is like that.
Yeah.
They made a restaurant.
Right. I was over in Wayne's Juarez. Yeah.
And then the guy walks around like everybody does with a guitar. He yodels around.
Yeah.
Well, that's a neat way to innovate a restaurant environment.
Oh, I love it. It's so different.
You can't go to Juarez now. You can go to a restaurant and enjoy Juarez.
So
in New York, it's like that. They have a place called the New York restaurant in back in Chicago. And you walk in and all these things are set up like that. And you think you're in New York. Greenwich Village.
Mm.
And the little booths are all like that. And then it's showing the food.
Well, now, where's the American sign thing, the Juarez?
It's on the Juarez side. On the American side. It's on the Juarez side. So the Mexicans that duplicate that from their side.
Oh.
And they call it the American, the border always. So you were,
no, but I mean, when you go in this cafe and cantina, is there an American side?
No.
No, it's all Mexico. That's what I thought,
because
I wasn't there, I didn't see
the
American side.
No, you'd actually go to Mexico to see the American side. It's called the border house.
Okay.
That's the name of the restaurant, border house.
Mm-hmm.
But that's on the Mexican side. So when you go into the restaurant, it looks like a street on the in El Paso or Warren or Del Rio or Laredo.
Yeah. How was the dinner? Same thing.
Oh, good.
marble. I thought I...
Perfect protein for people who want to eat flesh.
Oh, okay. That's fine. It's perfect.
It was the right kind of a day.
But you see, the turkey still has acid.
Oh, because yes, it's been killed and it gets scared and all the other animals are good.
Don't plants get scared when they get pulled out by the roots?
No, they were assigned already. They were assigned already, so they don't have a toxic reaction when you put it in the stomach, even when you cut them and get them ready to eat.
The life force isn't broken.
That's right.
You don't break the life force.
But they do tremble if you go in there and think about pulling them up.
They do not. They were assigned. There's a difference when you're assigned for the human consumption than when you were taken out of your... domicile to be used as human consumption.
Who assigned them?
Everything that moves on the face of the earth, and everything that has seed and bearing seed, for it shall be for food and medicine, that's assigned. It didn't say eat anything that fly.
That's right.
It didn't say anything that crawl, or walk, or swim.
Genesis. Yeah.
It just merely said eat everything. That means everything that moves. Now, the word move...
Worms move, don't they?
No, they don't. They crawl. Do not confuse movement with crawl, swim, walk, or fly. That's secondary motions. The primal motion of movement is crystal stimulated by light, moves by magnetism, which you call plant life. That is movement. That is not crawling, that's not swimming. It's magnetic action between the crystals. That's why crystals keep growing. You can grow your own crystals. There's no end to life.
Does that mean you eat crystals?
What do you think a mineral is? What do you think a...
Well, you wouldn't eat a rock crystal.
What do you think it is? Don't get carried away with the words. You are eating cosmic minerals. 144, 12 basic...
But they have to be in a life form, right? You couldn't just go eat a diamond or something like that.
I eat diamonds 1/100 of a milligram. If you give it to me at the right time of the day, I know the quantity that is consumptive and necessary for the human is a trace mineral quantity. If you don't get it, you'll die of a certain disease. Mm-hmm. So don't go fool yourself that you cannot eat every mineral in this universe. And what is a diamond? It's a highly refined carbon that reflects light. So it's carbon, and you're a carbon-based creature.
Would that be nighttime, a diamond?
That's the middle of the day.
Middle of the day, yeah.
Why is it middle of the day?
God, it falls in the spectrum of 3 and 4 o'clock in the day.
It's, in other words, it's ultimately fossil.
That's right.
So it would, it's traceable ultimately to the middle of the day.
That's exactly.
To what it derives from.
So it is ideal for the small intestines going into the bladder. But you may not know that, and so not for me to aggravate people. But I don't know any mineral. Because I'm a mineral based organism. Come, let us make man. Out of any scripture says of the dust you are the dust. What is dust?
Mineral.
So they have identified all of the dust, Sahara 44, and 12 is basic, and the rest are trace. That means you got a little specking to survive the human being. And to have one missing, you can't be human being.
All of them have to do with renewal. All of them have to do with
a little
beginning.
But that little is so important.
That's
important
in terms of the universe.
What?
Dealing with what's been holding us back for a year and beginning to let go of that and start something new.
Robert Pennington. Our guest says it's not always easy to start something new or to let go of the past. And the Dakota satellite wouldn't for most of the economy.
He's late, man.
He's late.
How long are you enjoying?
What?
It's hard to start something new.
we're all programmed to think that.
Well, is it true? Whether you were programmed or not, is it true? Because sometimes you'll say it's due to my programming, but it would be true anyway, regardless of whether they said it to you or not. So then that's the confusion. Are they saying it to me because it's true, or is it true because it's been programmed?
Yeah, who knows? Which
is,
and that's a question.
Is when the theory does not conflict with the experiment is true.
That's right, I agree with that.
If the theory conflicts with the experiment, throw away the theory and keep the experiment.
Right, throw away the theory and keep the experiment. Yeah,
what? Alright, now when the experiment conflicts with the experiment, you throw away the experiment.
Mm-hmm.
And you keep the what?
I wasn't listening.
Yeah.
Keep the theory until the next experiment disproves it.
That's right. You see? So all wrong, you come out even.
You still got the theory.
You still got the theory. See, that's why it's called theory. D-R-E. Up my nose was little air. Down my toes was a lot of air. But my nose can breathe, my toes can, so I'm stinking the toes and not in my nose.
Oh, my left leg.
Isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I can take my toes and bring it to my nose, it'll make me respect my toes. Because my nose will sure tell me how stinky my toes are.
How stinky there?
Because he couldn't breathe through his toes. But the nose knows.
Thank you.
he has a very wonderful point. She has never employed it in that direction. Mother Hagar.
Yes, Mother Hagar. Bless her heart.
She's a wonderful woman.
They both go to the same cleaners.
Well, Teddy is Teddy's parents are the owner of Picasso's Cafe next to Showbiz Pizza Place on the corner of Wesleyan.
He has an accent, right?
Accent? I don't know. His father and mother are from Mexico City.
Wesleyan and Bissonette.
Yes,
of T.
Oh.
You know,
yeah.
Alan over
Showbiz Pizza.
You know, the T something Alan over in Grabber's something. Men's. It's a high five male clothing store. Rather high five. I've not
seen it.
Not real, like,
yeah.
Yeah, well, that foundation
yeah.
is that they can buy any object in the store
yes.
without paying the sales tax.
Okay.
Now, anything you give to them,
yeah,
they can keep.
Right.
Provided you write it off as a tax deduction.
Yeah. Sure.
They keep it as a cost applied expense.
Yes.
That makes it tax free.
Yeah.
They don't own anything.
Yeah, sure.
Now, if they pay you wages to work in that place, you pay income tax.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it's all over the country.
All right, now, if you go to Rajneeshpuram, if you go to Rajneeshpuram and you work there,
they don't have wages.
You don't get wages, why not?
Because it's called a cost account service.
I know it's worth it.
No, it's called cost account service.
Oh.
Which means that you don't draw wages to make you subjected to income tax. You are sponsored by the organization that receives contributions
mm-hmm.
that are allowed to be written off as tax-deductible contribution by the donor
mm-hmm.
and can buy objects in the public marketplace
without paying sales tax. That's how it operates, but most people don't know it operates like that and live under the illusion that somebody is getting rich.
Exactly.
Who really gets rich in it? Nobody.
The corporation gets a lot of advantages.
Get rich. Because if you try to dispose of that corporation, you'll run into a lot of legal hassles with the government. You cannot sell your organization to nobody but another organization who will take it over for nothing.
Are those the only two you have?
Yeah, okay. Well, then what happens when you want to go and buy something?
You don't pay sales tax.
Wait a minute. You're not paying sales tax, but you still have to pay something.
You don't.
Why? It's a religious corporation.
You don't understand the law.
That shows you don't understand the law.
Well, just a minute. You're not answering my question because I didn't
There's
know it
There's no tax to pay in a corporation like that.
I know. I know you're not paying tax. Say the thing is 55 cents and 5 cents of it is tax. I still have to pay 50 cents.
Yeah.
That 50 cents is contributed by someone who has signed it off in their check as a donation. To which they're allowed to have a deduction on their income tax form.
So as a worker, I just take it up.
Whereas another thing, way you could put it is no such thing as a free lunch, but you don't have to pay tax on it.
Aha. All right. I get it now. That's what I wanted to know. I wanted to know where would I get.
My question is, just a minute.
I wanted to know where I was going to, since they weren't paying me a salary, and I was wanting to know where I would pick up the, I wouldn't have to worry about the 5 cent tax, but where would I get the 50 cents that pay for the thing? But then you just told me that somebody was donating the money.
Well, where would you sleep in the first place if it's not sponsored? You couldn't go there to sleep. You couldn't go there to eat if it was not already sponsored. You couldn't come in any building that was not already sponsored. So what you see is the illusion of going to get something for nothing doesn't exist. Mm-hmm. It's already pre-given by those who write it off as a tax deduction to allow those who stay there to administer the function of it. But no one there gets any paid because why? If they did get paid, they would have to pay income tax.
Uh-huh.
But they're allowed what is called the expense operation through which they can purchase objects tax-free by the contribution offered by those who have already paid the tax as a deduction for giving it to
them. Yeah, and the rest of it, I'm not worried about the tax, I'm worried about the rest of the money.
There's no rest of the money because everybody is accounted for rotational use of the operation of the thing. I've been in it, so if I hadn't been in it, I wouldn't have worked what I've been to. The man who was my lawyer was the guy who was running for a district attorney when Mr. Nixon was in office, the district attorney of the whole country.
Oh.
And he put the law very straight.
Yeah.
People have the erroneous notion that the church gets away with anything. The church doesn't get away with nothing.
No.
The point is this, is that the people who go to the church are the ones who benefit. The guy who can really say he's got something for nothing by being a figurehead is the Pope and the bishops. That's what they call them, princes of the church. They have to wear that expensive material and go around in that expensive.
Left brain is
A.
when you do the cross crawl or just crawling, that's just to balance your right brain, left brain. Right? And people that walk with both arms and legs on the same side together, they say they usually imbalance between their right and left brain. Is it true?
Not necessarily.
No? Because we were talking about how the pacers, they train those pacers from birth to walk that way. 2 feet on one side, one over the other 2 feet. And the guy was saying that after generations of breeding those, that the colts start walking that way naturally. I was wondering if their brains were messed up from it. No. But that's not a natural gait. But I was wondering if it would affect his health.
Naturally, it would affect his health.
They would
die young.
That's what I thought.
Will they die young?
I don't know how old pacers live.
I know. You work with horses.
I've never been around pacers.
See how long you live.
Well, doesn't it affect their brain?
Well, this is where you've got to find out how long they live. When you find out how long you live, then you find out something about what happened to their respiratory act. You live longer, a left hander or a right hander?
I guess the left, right-handed.
Why?
I don't know why, other than I just heard it was better to be right-handed.
It's not just guessing. Ascending side is the right side of the body, descending side is the left side of the body. And you write to the left side, what you do after a while to your body, you block it up.
Oh, you're writing with the descending side.
Physics is not for guess. Look at the thing objectively. The body is. It's up this way, bump up here all the time. Either we like it or we don't like it. There's certain colors on the right side, not on the left side.
But just going like this is going to block you?
You are a machine. Common sense will tell you. There is no compensation for the machine working incorrectly against its natural mechanics. We may fool ourselves and we would love to believe in all kind of crazy things only to end up the victim of stupidity and ignorance. And to say that the person working on the left side is going to be superior than the person working on the right side. An ambidextrous person is a healthier person. But a right-handed person will be healthier than a left-handed person. All the time. Because left-handed people are frustrated and can't make decisions.
What causes that? The trauma at birth? Or before birth?
Yes, the trauma at birth.
What kind
of mother or the father left the mother? Or didn't want to be responsible for the child? So basically, you have the trauma right there. The worst thing is when a man and a woman have sex and they can't have a child or they have a child and they don't want to take responsibility for the child. Because who gets hurt?
The child.
Nothing like the child gets hurt.
Well, then the parents have to pay for it for all young kids.
The parents are responsible in the first place.
Yeah.
Because the sperm belongs to the man and the ovum belongs to the woman. So they like deserve what they get
from COVID.
I can't
change the motion picture challenge.
Limited.
There's a song you'd like to hear.
Well, I got a little bit constructively and objectively on
So if I'm going to work it, I got to be objective about it. Give me a call. 1563. I got 561 KODF.
That's what
they call it, correct?
Well, in that case, it seems like there'd be a lot of